Trumos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Tes, 10:9. Another pickling one over here. Here we got, we're pickling grasshoppers. So chagavim, which are grasshoppers, the Torah lists four types, which are kosher, and the other kinds of grasshoppers are not kosher. Just for your edification, all grasshopper creatures are called grasshoppers when they get frantic because they're very densely packed and have food, etc. They sometimes start to swarm, and then they're called locusts. But it's the same thing. So here, chagavim, grasshoppers. So we're talking about pickling kosher grasshoppers and not kosher grasshoppers together. And the question is, if the taste from the not kosher grasshoppers will be leach out and into the kosher grasshoppers, making them not kosher, like we saw in the previous Mishnah about kosher and not kosher species of fish. However, when it comes to grasshoppers, things are different. Insects, like all arthropods, do not have blood. They have what's called an open circulatory system, and they, what comes out of them is not red, it's kind of greenish. It's like a liquid that you know, does oxygenate their body, but it's not with the hemoglobin that we have, the iron-based molecule that's nice and red. It's actually something called a hemolymph, technically, which is green when oxygenated. In any case, Chazal also made this observation and thought that whatever juices there are inside of a grasshopper, like any other insects, is just it's just general moisture and not part of the grasshopper. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, "Chagavim tameim shenichbashu im chagavim tahorim." If you have kosher and not kosher species of grasshoppers pickling together, lo paslu es tziram. The tzir, the brine in which they're pickling, doesn't become forbidden at all, because whatever is liquid is leached out of the not kosher grasshoppers is just junk, lichluchus, liquid, filth, whatever it is, but not kosher species. Hey, Reb Tzadok actually testified al tzir chagavim tameim, that the juice that leaches out of not kosher grasshopper species is actually shehu tahor, totally kosher. In other words, the Tanna Kamma holds that you can't even hypothetically drink grasshopper. You know, if you squeeze a grasshopper and get some juice out of that, you cannot drink that. It's not kosher, but in the tarovus, in a mixture, it's not going to become usser. Whereas Rabbi Tzadok is saying, no, the liquid itself, it's maybe disgusting, but it's like licking sweat off someone's face. It's not kosher, not kosher. You don't have to worry about, you know, it's not part of the animal. And the halacha follows Rabbi Tzadok, that whatever nasty liquids get crushed out or squeezed out of grasshoppers is not considered, even not kosher grasshoppers, is not considered to be grasshopper, and therefore it's not kosher.